We've all come across health programs promising to make us the best version of ourselves. But should kids as young as 12 months old be targeted? Well, an edutainment party developed by Instagram fitness star Ashy Bynes is doing just that. Ashy and friends in a live show and animation series promote health and happiness to 1 to 6 year olds. So we're talking very small children here. Christine Morgan is the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation. They're concerned about all of this. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, Patricia.
So you've expressed concern with Ashy and friends. I've had a look at all the promos too. I've got, you know, young kids.
Yeah.
What is it about this that's worrying you? Because there's a lot of kind of dancing and fun and, you know, funny animation. You know, there's two ways of looking at it.
It is. And look, and if it was just for fun and, you know, to distract the kids and to give them a good time, okay, stop there. Stop there. But I guess my concerns are twofold. Firstly, I think where she's probably really focusing her attention is on parents and trying to buy into a lot of the very palpable real fear the parents have around obesity. That messaging just keeps banging at us the whole time. The second thing, though, which to me just kind of cuts across all bounds, is the fact that she's trying to engage little kids as young as one, little toddlers, in trying to understand what health is. I mean, it doesn't even come on their radars at that age, nor should it. Nor should it.
Parts of the animated series have been posted online. I want to play some of the drop and squat video.
Bring your hips, put your hands like this. Like this. I said, come on down.
Yeah, the squats kind of got me going. I mean, I occasionally do squats at the gym, and even I know it's an abuse of my rights. I mean, this is not a good thing to do. This is not a fun thing to do. Why are even adults doing it, let alone... Sorry, I'm just trying to be a bit comical here, but what did you make of that?
Look, I'm so with you. I'm so with you. This is what I mean. It's kind of across the line from just fun, diversionary interaction with littlies. And that's always good to do. Stimulate their senses. Get them going. But not when you've got an underpinning message behind it where you're really trying to tell littlies as young as 1 year old that you've got to be careful that you don't get fat. You've got to be careful that you've got to be fit. For God's sakes, at that age, all they want to do is learn, develop and explore. The concept of what is fat or thin just doesn't even register. But what really, really, really worries me is that you can't undo messaging. So even if they don't understand it, don't comprehend it, don't get what all this is about, they're just a bit diverted, the actual messaging is going into their brains. And that's what I guess above all things offends me the most, that from such a young age, we're teaching them that fat is bad, thin is good, squatting and doing those kind of things are good for you. And that's the bit that really creates body dissatisfaction and all of the risks that go with body dissatisfaction later in life. So to me, I can't believe it. I'm shaking my head that it is even happening.
Well, I know you've criticised this particular project, but I've got to say in schools right now across the country, kids do things like yoga. You know, they do these kind of things to break up the class day. I know my children do it at a public state school. It's a pretty normal thing to do. My daughter loves to, you know, Google search yoga videos and to copy them.
Yep.
Is that a problem? Is that also on the what you're concerned about?
No, I think there's a difference in context there. So I go back to my opening comment that I think that the person that Ash is really probably targeting here is parents. I think you put children into an environment where they have trained professionals around them, and our schools are full of trained professional educationalists who are saying doing something healthy like yoga, etc., is fine, but let's contextualise it in the right way for the young person. But I don't see that happening here. This is happening in the context where we're trying to actually teach you, that you can't get fat and that you've got to be healthy and all those things. And as I say, it defies logic that a 1 or 2 year old could even understand that.
So given we do have some obesity issues in this country, we do have, you know, unhealthy eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
How do you encourage good positive body image and healthy eating for health benefits, for the fact that we know, you know, science has told us fruit and vegetables are better for you without creating these problems?
And that's really insightful. They're the questions we need to be addressing. Firstly, I separate the two. So positive body image is not so much about what we look like, it's what we feel about what we look like. And the danger signals for body dissatisfaction or negative body image is the coupling together of I don't feel my shape or size is right and therefore I'm not going to succeed. It ties into self-worth. That's the danger point. It's where we allow the shape and the size of our bodies to dictate our value as a person. Danger. Coming across onto the healthy behaviours, healthy eating, absolutely. All of us, as parents, as adults, as role models, want to help our young people do what is, train them how they can use their bodies in a way that's healthiest so that they can live their lives. That's a different form of messaging. That is about, as parents, for 1 to 6 year olds, we control what they eat. It's making sure they're eating all of the healthy macronutrients and the micronutrients. And then when they're old enough, helping them to understand what the role of food is. But it's completely separate to issues about positive body image or negative body image.
I want to thank you for coming on, Christine. Lots of food for thought. Do you like the pun there?
I do indeed.
Christine Morgan is the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation. We did invite Ashley Bynes onto our show tonight, but we didn't get a response. If you or anyone you know is experiencing an eating disorder or body image concerns, we encourage you to reach out for support. You can call the Butterfly Foundation National Helpline on 1-800-334-673 or visit their website for more information.
A dog sniffing out a noxious weed. Growling grass frogs. Crazy cockies. Thunderclouds over football fields. And a screaming Tasmanian devil. Off track, it's like Attenborough, but for your ears. Saturday afternoon at 1, or listen now via the ABC Listen app.